right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Drawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle Children.
That was a gorgeous harmony.
I know, that really was fun. We're back.
It's been a while.
And people are like, why? And also people know why. So listen.
I was on vacation.
Yeah. Chris was traveling. We just couldn't coordinate. And also I was just like getting a different relationship status and like that had to be done. And here we are. And it was a rough time. And I just had to respect myself and, you know, not push myself.
Yeah. She's starting to thrive.
I am. She's thriving. Yeah.
But, you know, breakups can be difficult.
Listen, breakups can be difficult. And especially, listen, you'll get the tea on the Patreon. I don't want to talk about it on the regular. Oh, and about the Patreon. Because also, I haven't, listen.
We're behind on the Patreon for July.
So we've decided that August is going to be double. You're going to get double trouble.
We're going to double up everything for August.
And you're going to get hot, hot tea.
Listen, we had some things going on July.
July was just a month that maybe we all needed to recoup.
Yeah, it was fine for me.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that for you.
My reasons were simply selfish and traveling.
Well, I mean, and I said, you know, I cocoon as you do. You got a cocoon. And I had to cocoon so that I could come back better than ever, which I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think that you guys know that you love me and that you had to give me that. So that I respect that from you.
And we appreciate the support.
You. Yes. Truly.
Which brings us, what do you think about liars? Well, we were talking about lying before.
I have to say, because I was also almost scammed today, and I'm just first of all, I don't lie. And when I lie, I'm like a bad liar. I just like don't lie. It doesn't make sense to me. And so I don't understand why other people are lying in this day and age.
People will lie about nothing.
Well, that's when you know they're lying about everything.
And I'm like, why are you lying?
If they can lie about nothing, they can lie about everything.
I don't lie because
it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. I feel like I'm going to get caught.
Yeah. Well, the stress that you put on yourself to lie.
I will get caught.
Like one time, even for your show, I was like, I'm too tired. I like used to be like, I have a stomach bug. And I'm like, no.
No. Just I'll be just like, I just don't want to leave the fucking house.
Exactly. And I'm like, thank you for telling me. And honestly, respect.
Yeah. I think as a society, we need to stop lying.
I think so, too. And I also think there's a part of me that knows that some people are lying to themselves.
Yeah.
So they're lying to everyone.
And I think a lot of people lie out of, like, embarrassment.
It's true. Or, like, almost no self-respect, thinking that their excuse of, like, they don't want to go isn't a good excuse or they're going to get in trouble. They're afraid of, like, repercussions when if you're following your gut and you know you have to do this, you're allowed to do this.
Yeah.
And you have to practice. The thing is, and I understand, I had an eating disorder. I used to lie all the time. I like used to not put my own feelings first and not just speak from what's happening. And once you practice being like, no, my feelings are valid. The reason I don't want to do it is valid. This person's allowed to be disappointed in me, but I'm not going to be disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
And like, once you start doing that, it gets easier and easier. And then that's like who you are. And if that's not who you are, I say work on it. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
No, listen, there can be little white lies. Like, do I look good in this?
Well, then lie.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. And even there's some people, like, you know, when you're like, okay, I'm leaving. How do I look?
Yeah.
And it's like, they're like, oh, well, I hate your outfit and I hate, or like whatever. I'm like,
people do that?
There's some people who literally, I'm like, no, this isn't like, I don't actually want your opinion here. I want you to just fucking say,
you look great.
I'm like, I'm literally leaving. I don't have time. You fucking
I'm going
to
be like, this is a layup. That was an alley-oop. You just slam it in.
Like,
I'm giving you, I don't want your advice. I didn't ask for that. I said, how do I look?
Yeah. I had a friend that would do that all the time. And then when I would be like, okay. And then she would be like, well, do you want the truth or do you want me to lie?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I want you to lie.
I want you to be nice. That's what I want.
Like,
I'm not,
in this moment,
asking if I'm getting dressed for you, because I'm not. I'm getting dressed for me. I dressed for me perfectly because I chose everything and I want to wear this. I'm not asking how I look according to you and what you think is trending. I don't care what you think. I care what I think. And therefore, I'm already looking great and you just need to reaffirm that.
Yeah.
I don't like when people do that. That's like, I can always tell when someone doesn't know what they're doing on set, especially if you're like, if you ask someone a question, they feel the need to correct everybody where you're like, you don't know what you're doing. So you're just having a different opinion to feel like you know what you're talking about. I can't with that.
Or like there'll be some, like working with someone who only knows like one rule.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Where they're like, where it's like, okay, the background has to be blue. And so then the second they'll be like, the background's not blue.
Yeah. And you're like, relax. And are like, you okay? Well, the rules are to break once you know the rules.
It's, yeah. I just hate
people.
People.
It's embarrassing. People are humiliating. I do have a humble brag though.
Please.
I took Winnie to the vet. Sarah came over. I was so nervous, Chris, because like finally I couldn't find a vet to come. Literally couldn't without spending like $7,000. Like it was so much money. I'm bleeding out money right now. And I'm just like, I need to get my child to the vet.
Yeah.
I'm scared for my life. Sarah comes over. We're both like whispering when he's like looking out the window, scared for my life. And when I tell you, and I told her, I said, I was like, don't be afraid to hurt her. Like if she starts to fight,
if you don't hurt her, she'll hurt you first.
Yeah, like don't. And we did it.
How'd you do it?
We ransacked her. So I grabbed her and then Sarah came with a sheet and I was like, and then like, just get her in the sheet. That way she's in the sheet. Then we shoved her in the carrier.
Yeah. Whoa.
And honestly, she never got out because I think she was stuck. So we brought her in. I was like, it looked like I just had a sheet in the bag.
She was in the sheet the whole time.
She couldn't get out because her nails were stuck.
Was she like making noise?
Absolutely. And but then what's funny is the vet, we were like, I kept being like, cover her face if you're scared or if she's screaming, which she does. And so I kept like, once she checked her face, I would cover it when she was cutting her nails. Because I'm like, then it's not as scary. When you can't see her, it's not as scary. When you see her face, woo! And then we got back. She's been thanking me every day.
Really?
She's been so happy. One of her nails was growing into her paw.
Oh, my God.
They were like, wow. I knew she was in pain. That's why I was like, I have to bring her.
Yeah.
And then she was, and that one, she was like, this might hurt her because it's hurting. And she screamed. Like, I'm like, my cat sounds like, I can't describe it.
Oh, my God.
It's so disturbing. Yeah. So then now she's been just so happy.
Oh.
And it's really nice to see. And I'm proud of myself.
And you're like, remember this, you fucking bitch, next time.
Yeah, remember this. And stop being such a bitch to me.
Was she a bitch when you got back?
No.
She's probably so just like.
Like once we, I think she was really scared at first. I'm sure she's like, where am I going? I haven't left the house. And last time I left, I went to Maryland. Like. It was, I think, just so she was so scared and she couldn't see. Then we got there and then it was like, okay, two people are grabbing her. This isn't fun. She had two shots too. So it was like, woo. And then, but then we came back and I gave her treats and then I just like let her kind of do her.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, within like an hour, she was like, I feel great and I love you. And thanks for bringing me home.
Thank God.
I said, girl, I got your back.
She also was probably so relieved that she was home.
I know.
Was it hard to get her back in the carrier at the vet?
No, because they do it.
Oh.
They do it. And again, we had her in the sheet the whole time. And I think she wanted to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
It was wild.
Such a relief for both of you.
We are both thriving now.
I never thought about, I guess, that cats, like, don't leave the house unless they're.
Unless we're going to the vet.
Yeah.
Or something like. She's only gone in the carrier and something traumatic has happened.
Fair.
So when she sees it, she'll be like, no.
Yeah.
My answer is no. And then, I mean, yeah, I was ready to go to war. I'll say that. But the war was quick. We got it the first try. Like, and then I cried. I mean, I truly cried. I was like, I can't believe I'm going to take her to the vet. This is the greatest day of my life.
And she went.
And she went. And we
How
did
far
it.
Was the vet?
It was like 6 blocks and I took an Uber because she's 14 pounds now. They said I'm feeding her too much.
Oh, wow. Otis is like 16.
Weight. Yeah. They were like, your cat has gained weight. I said, absolutely. So the vet said to feed her 15% less, which I have no idea what that means. So I'm just going to feed her less and pray. I don't
Otis, know. Otis like isn't a big...
He's a little baby.
He like doesn't eat that much. I think maybe once he's finished the food in his bowl.
I'm not going to lie. I think I did start overfeeding her, especially when Rocket was here. Like when the dog was like, here, guilt. I feel like, yeah, I would overfeed. So now we're both thriving and we're both going to get, you know, just healthy.
What would Winnie do if you got another cat? Would she lose her mind?
I've actually thought about it. A part of me thinks if I got a kitten, then she would be like, this is a baby. And I'm going to tell the baby I'm in charge. And once, like, and the baby will be like, of course you're in charge. I would never think that.
It would
definitely be a
gestation period.
Yeah, I can't tell if she'd be mad at me, which she might. Or if she would be like, I accept this.
I feel like she'd accept it just with time.
Yeah, with time.
Probably be a month of her being a bitch.
Totally. And if she, see, and right now we've had a good, knock on wood, literally, run of no mishaps, no peeing. As we know, that's how Winnie likes to communicate with me. And it works. So we've been doing really, really great that I'm like, please, please let's keep it up. Please.
Cats are so complex.
Cats are so complex. You know, one talks about it. Cats are really complex. And Winnie is complex. She's so smart. Like, I can't tell you how many vets tell me to drug her. And Winnie knows. I put the drug in the food. She smells it. And she looks at me like, fat chance. And then hides. And I'm like, honestly, like, what am I supposed to do? She's right.
She's a genius.
She's a genius. My cat is. There she is. She heard genius. And she said, someone said my name.
She came out to eat, ironically.
Yeah, she's like, speaking of food, I'm starving.
She's like, I can hear them calling me fat in the other room, and it's making me reminding me I need to eat.
I know. Yeah, they were like 14 pounds. I can't believe that. I remember, like, she's supposed to be 10 pounds.
Well.
Not supposed to be. No one's supposed to be anything. But you know what? We've... I will say when I was holding her in the carrier, I went, my arm's going to break. I was like, I don't have the way a cat's weight is like, it was like, there was no way I was going to do it.
It's awkward.
It's awkward.
Not her, just,
oh, best friends. She's been excited that she can actually put her paw on me and not hurt me, you know?
So, I mean,
yeah, we're making
she's thriving.
She literally is now over here because she probably heard her name. And sometimes whenever I'm talking, she'll come over to be like, are you talking to me?
She loves you.
I know. She's my little baby. So that was a huge brag that happened.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And we have a lot of followers. I don't know if you know this. We have a lot of followers that are vets.
Do we?
Yes, because when I talk about like,
wow, good for
the
you
Winnie
guys.
Stuff. Yeah, a lot of people will message me giving me tips and ideas, and I'm always like, I'm a failure and a loser. So today I'm not, and I shall never be again.
Being a vet seems difficult.
I know.
I'm like, it seems like a lot of school.
First of all, it's a lot of school. You're a doctor for animals who can't talk.
And also,
so
like,
that's hard. Like, think about diagnosing something that you're like, what's going on? I don't know.
And also, like, aren't animals all different?
They're all different. They're all different.
The thing is, animals are different.
I had, like, this Australian female doctor who I was like, she should be in a rom-com. Like, she was literally gorgeous.
I have a gorgeous vet, too. Otis's vet is, like, a gorgeous, like, 29-year-old girl.
I'm just like, hit up a vet. Like,
and her name is Maud.
Yeah, I forget. Her name, but she was so sweet and nice, and I was like, I wish you everything, like, and thank you for being so kind to Winnie, and you know,
like, I
felt in a rom-com, I was like, I would fall in love with you. Are you hit on left and right?
And the answer is probably yes.
I'm sure. I don't know how you couldn't. Maybe normally you're not allowed back there. I went back there because they were all like, why don't you come help, and I said, I'm coming.
And you're like, that's what I pay you for.
No, I was like, I'll come. I'll cover her face. That way you guys don't get scared. I said, no one can get scared in this room. We need to cut her nails.
And you did. And look at her cuddling in.
Look at her. She's so happy. You guys can't see. She is happy.
She is. She's snuggling into you.
You went to Barcelona.
Yeah. I think we've talked about that, though, since, haven't we?
Oh, have we? What have you done, then? What have you done? Do you have a brag?
Do I have a brag?
Yeah. I feel like your summer is really going. Like, you are doing it.
I feel like I'm, like, doing...
it.
It, kind
of. I think so. According to me, I'm like, Chris is, like, just everywhere.
Well, I don't know about everywhere. It's...
but you're doing a lot. Like, every other... you are traveling a lot.
Well, like, I went to Spain.
That's...
and then I don't... like, going upstate is...
still travel. No? You don't count
it? I mean...
it? Oh, okay.
Doesn't feel like travel.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I could see that.
I love Angela's coat.
Thank you. I changed Angela behind me, the mannequin. I said she needs a new vibe. I just cleaned like a maniac. My space is like stunning now, but I had to redo it. And Angela also got a makeover. And I love how she looks. I love how everything looks.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
What?
Is a Hallmark.
Let's do a Hallmark. Okay.
I would love to do a Hallmark.
I think that we shall. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
A high-powered...
she's jumping right in, honey.
Veterinarian.
Where did you get the inspiration for that?
I know. Is walking with her cute little scrubs, okay? And turns the corner. There's a dog. There's a really scared dog, like, crying in the corner, okay? And she looks over at her vet tech and says, we got a shy one.
I'm like, whose dog is this?
We don't know yet.
Why? Who? How the fuck did it get in here?
The person at the front is, like, having the person do paperwork while the dog comes back to get...
I'm like, Cynthia, for the 100th time... you have to fill out the paperwork before you release the dog into the back hallways.
We don't know who the dog is. We don't know what we're looking for. We have no information, Cynthia. We just have a dog crying in the corner.
There's a rabid possum in a cage in the next room. What, like,
who brought that in?
That was me.
Oh, okay. But where's the paperwork, you know? And that's Cynthia.
Do you want to keep going?
Oh, yeah. So then we're both like, ugh, whatever. And you and I start doing our little routine, which is like, we're like, you pretend you're shy too. So you kind of go in the corner.
If I save time in a bottle. And I like lightly sing to it.
You're like singing. You're like in the corner.
To be.
And then I'm like, it's okay. It's all right. Everything's okay. And the dog starts to be like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
The dog.
I have the same question.
So we're both singing two different songs at the same time, kind of at each other. And getting closer and closer. And the dog is...
which is interesting. Most of the time, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
Most of the time, this stresses the dog out further.
Absolutely. But this time, we didn't know this. This is a musical dog. So... the dog does start to turn and wag its tail. And then we're like, good boy. And then this little old woman comes in. She says, oh, you got Rufus to come out of the corner. You guys are excellent singers. And we say, thank you so much. And we start working with Rufus. We're doing our routine. And she says, do you guys travel? And we're like, sometimes, what do you mean? Like, we're vets. We sometimes travel, but most of the time the vets come to us or the animals come to us. And she's like, here's the thing. I just bought a farm. Okay. And I got a lot of animals there. And my two sons are helping me, but it's just really hard. And I want to get her. And there's no vet up there. We live upstate. And I just like the way that you guys do this. So would you guys be willing to come? And I look at you.
And I say, Rufus is terminal. No, you know what I say?
What do you say?
I'm like, are you sure Rufus is a Rufus? And she's like, what? And I'm like, this dog is pregnant. And she's like, yeah, Rufus is a woman. She's a female dog. I know that. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, I brought her in because she's pregnant. And I was like, oh, I thought it was a big
perfect.
Reveal.
Perfect. Sorry, we don't have the paperwork. Yeah. And she was like, Rufus is gender neutral. And we said, I didn't know that.
I'm like, well.
Now it is.
They're pregnant.
Yeah. They're pregnant. And that's going to be fun because the puppies are coming. The puppies are coming. Not today, but maybe in a week or so. But the Rufus is looking good. So that's exciting. So she's like, will you come to my farm? I'm like, gosh.
And as we're saying that, I glance over at the unpaid bills.
Uh-oh.
That we have tacked up on the tack board because
things have been
bad.
Things have been bad.
We got a brutal false review on TikTok.
That's what it was. It was a false review and it really hit sales. And we had just opened a new location. Like, we really were bleeding.
And we're such good vets that we don't have a lot of returning customers because they're healed.
They're healed. And it's like, see you in a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's been hard. So she was like, I'll triple your weekly income.
And I look at you, I'm like, we make $1 million a week. And she's like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And I'm like, haha.
Yeah, LOL. And so she's like, so I'll send a car for you and you can come on up. And I'm like, that's really generous. Thank you.
And I'm like, I feel like we're missing some details, but then again, it's a Hallmark movie. Right. So it doesn't matter. It
doesn't really matter. So you and I are in this sort of car on the way up. And I'm like,
a sort of car?
It's like a black car service, you know?
So it's a car.
It's a car. And I look at you and I say, you believe that we're vets?
And I'm like, no, especially because I'm not. I'm a vet tech.
Right. What's a vet tech?
It means I didn't go to school for this, I think.
Yeah.
I went to, I think, vet tech school, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, it's the technical vet stuff. I'm not 100% sure. All the vets listening,
I think it's
screaming.
Like a physician's assistant.
Exactly. It's still a really honorable and great job. And I'm like, isn't it incredible that we work with animals every day?
Yeah.
I said, I'm feeling really grateful, but I'm also feeling nervous because I just don't know how we're going to get ourselves out of this hole. Like, I really feel like we're running up against a wall. I feel like there is a sand glass that's turning and the sand is going and I'm Jasmine inside and I'm scared that I won't have enough air.
I mean, totally. And it is mostly on you because it's your vet's office.
I know.
I could get another job pretty easily.
Everybody knows that.
But I wouldn't because...
I know, you're my friend.
You're my friend.
And you wouldn't do that out of loyalty.
And then they see me change you in my contact from...
Boss?
What's your name?
Oh, yeah. My name is Sheila.
What's your last name?
Sheila? Sheila Schmidt.
Sheila Schmidt.
Sheila Schmidt. It's cute.
And my name is Steve Schmidt. No relation.
Yeah.
It's just a funny thing that we have
it's
the
really
same last
funny.
Name.
And people are like, are you guys? And we go, no.
Yes.
No.
And then sometimes we say yes as a joke.
Yeah. And it's really funny. Everyone laughs. You take over.
And I say, wow, this seems pretty low stakes so far. You really set
but
me up here.
Building.
You really
you can
set
feel
me
that
up
build.
Here.
Because we're on our way up. Remember, we were talking about how we're vets, how we're grateful, but how money's running low and we've got to figure it out. Some would say stakes.
Some would.
Some really would, you know?
And I would say, I'm a vet tech, so.
Right. What
it's
do
not
I know?
Really a huge deal for me. I'm like, the only stakes I care about are what I'm having for dinner.
Absolutely.
Because even though we are vets, we still eat meat.
Yeah.
Not dog or cat.
Absolutely.
And then we're pulling up to the farm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I say, how much did we know about this farm?
I say little to none.
And I go, and we look at the sign and it says, what was her name?
Rufus? Well, wait, that was the dog. I think the
woman... It says Lady Rufus is...
Okay.
Exotic...
Oh.
Animal farm.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like...
Wow.
And as I go, that's weird. And then I see a giraffe.
No.
Because his head's peeking up.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I think we're in for more than a rodeo.
Yeah.
And that's when she comes out. Her name's Bev.
Bev.
And she's like, hello, you two, lemonade. And she hands us lemonades.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's a good
touch.
Because
it's a huge, it's quite the establishment.
It really is.
It has a little cafe.
Little cafe over here.
It's almost like in Tiger King, only it's like nicer.
Nicer. Tiger King, it's like the idea behind it before it was really problematic. And it's just like a happy animal sanctuary.
This is a sanctuary.
Exactly.
There's it's no breeding. No. Animals have been injured.
Everyone
or...
is loved. And that's really important.
And I go, Bev.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
You didn't want to. You told us it was a small.
Oh, well, small relatively. You know, I used to.
Like, that's weird, Bev. You didn't talk like this in the vet's office.
I thought I sounded a little old. It's bigger than we thought. And we've actually acquired more animals. My sons are the brains of the operation. I'll have to get them out here. I just wanted to make sure you had lemonade.
And I'm like, and it's, you know, when an old, it's like, oh, is she?
Denial, what's okay? going on? I know.
And that's when I think it's, I'm like, oh my God, a giraffe has gotten out. A giraffe has escaped from the fucking perimeters of the, like, the. Because all of a sudden,
oh my God.
The shadow that is overcast upon tiny little Bev and tiny little me and tiny little you is just
cascading.
Remarkable.
Remarkable.
There's a remarkable shadow cascading upon the three of us.
Truly.
And I say, in my head, I'm running through what to do if you're attacked by a gorilla. What to do if you're attacked by a bear.
What is it with giraffe? I couldn't remember
if you're gonna get
my training.
Stomped by a giraffe. And I say, Bev, you're up, because I figure she, and then that's when I hear a voice being like, Mima,
oh,
are you okay?
Right.
And I go, oh my God, it's a man.
Thank God. Yeah.
And that's when I, you know, my sunglasses polarize correctly.
Absolutely.
And
focus
I'm able
in.
To really see.
He's
a man.
Tall.
And he's a tall man.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's. How tall is a traditional giraffe? What?
Giraffes?
Let's say...
I would say... 2'6"-3". The body. The neck is longer.
Let's just Google. Just for the sake of...
Just for the science behind this.
For knowing,
we don't want to
you know?
Give you guys facts that aren't real. We know a lot of you use this and are, you know, what we talk about in your everyday lives. You're dropping facts.
Male giraffes
right.
are around 16 to 18 feet.
Exactly.
Tall. And
how long is...
Females are about 14 to 16 feet.
Okay.
So...
But the shadow...
But I'm saying, I'm like, you know what? It could have been a baby.
Absolutely. That's what it's a baby giraffe is much smaller.
And the guy's like, what are you talking about? And we're like, oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
We're pretty tall.
Tall.
And he's like, not as tall as a giraffe. Ha ha. And I'm like, LOL.
That is funny.
Yeah, you're not. It turns out. And he says, I'm Robin.
Robin. I love that. That's so like Bev to gender neutral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he's like, I'm Robin. I'm Bev's grandson, it seems
grandson at this point with her voice and everything. Yeah.
And being senile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, let me get Bev into the air conditioning.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, do you need lemonade? I love lemonade.
And he's like, Bev. And he's like, we haven't served lemonade in years. And that's when we look at each other like,
what? I'm like, what was I drinking?
And Robin's like, I'll be right back. And then as he says that, his identical twin.
Oh, my gosh.
Who I think, well, identical in height.
Absolutely. Hi, but the faces are different. I would say fraternal.
Yeah. Comes out, and we don't think it's a giraffe.
Exactly. Thank God.
Because now we know it's a man.
Yeah.
Like, this is my brother, William.
You.
Robin William.
I'm crying.
And we're like, Robin Williams? And they're like, it's William.
Oh, and we're like, right, but it's similar to...
Like, yeah, but it's not the same.
Oh, and we're like, all right, well, okay. You could see how it could be funny if you wanted it.
And we're like, we are Dr. and Mr. Schmidt.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you husband and wife? And we're like, no, we're not related.
They're like, oh, you're... Oh.
It's a pretty common name.
Schmidt is actually very common, especially, you know, where we're from.
And they're like, New York City?
We're like, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And I'm like, how could you tell? Weird.
Yeah.
And they're like, you just have that look.
He's really throwing shade, I feel.
And I'm like, girl?
Yeah.
The fuck look are you talking about? And he's like, come on, let's go on the tour.
Okay.
So we go on a tour.
Yeah.
It's a light montage.
Of the tour, because it's a lot.
Yeah, we're seeing the animals.
There's everything.
There's everything.
Elephants.
Wow, this is quite the...
Peacocks.
The peacocks run rampant.
The peacocks are actually, yeah, they are loud, proud, and aggressive. And they're just everywhere doing everything, having fun.
It's like the peacocks at the in the Brooklyn
Zoo. How are they?
They like just are like free. Although,
I love that for them.
You know, sea otters.
Wow.
The whole nine yards, really. And we're like, we're excited.
Of course we are.
And I'm like, wow, we're so excited to work with all these exotic animals. And they're like, so well, excited. And then they take us in. They have a whole team.
Oh, good.
Team of vets.
Wow.
And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what a, wait a sec.
And they're like, what did grandma, did Mima?
Oh, God. I forgot we were brought here by a senile woman. Oh, no. She said she triple our rate. Is
and
that
he's like,
true?
No, she has money. So.
Oh, good.
And he's like, but I'm pretty sure that you guys are just here for the pregnant dog.
Wow, that's humbling.
And we're like, damn. So we're not going to be working with
the giraffe that we did see before.
And he's like, do you have experience working with big exotic animals?
Well, and we say, you know, a lot of animals are the same. We definitely thought we could fake it till we make it.
Yeah, I've seen
a lot of vets do that, just so you know.
Yeah.
So
fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. And he's like, no, it's not a problem. It's just that we would prefer to work with vets who have experience and know what they're doing.
He's like, yeah, we have a full-time staff here.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, we're definitely getting the vibe that we're a nuisance.
Yeah.
To these men. Yeah. But they're dealing with us because Meemaw.
Right. It's embarrassing.
And he's like, let me take you to Rufus's house. And we're like, the dog has its own house.
Yeah.
And he's like, she's Meemaw's pride and joy. It's also where you'll be staying.
I want to come back as a dog of a rich woman.
Same.
One life, okay? That,
or like
I want to be
a
in
really
the purse.
Famous gay fashion designer.
Yeah.
Like when Karl Lagerfeld died and everybody like dressed as cats for the meme.
Yeah.
Like I want to be...
Lisa Vanderpump's pony.
Yeah.
I do.
Who actually died that not that long ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Sorry that happened.
It's a shame we weren't there.
I know. Schmidt, I would have said something.
And so he takes us. It's a gorgeous house.
It's really stunning.
And it's more of like an apartment.
But, I mean, regardless, the dog
like
is... It's really very impressive that a dog has this whole loft.
And, yeah, the dog's up there.
With, you know, as you remember, pregnant.
And we got in the view... is amazing.
Really
we can
stunning.
See all the animals.
Yeah, it's a really cool view.
We have a balcony and the giraffes can reach the balcony.
Yeah, which is, it's very, you feel like you're in George of the Jungle, you know?
Yeah.
The animals are practically talking to you, saying, could you feed me a leaf? And you're like, here's a leaf.
And I was like, this feels amazing.
This feels amazing. I feel like I'm on vacation, but I'm working.
And so we zen out a bit.
Yeah, we take a Xanax, we kind of chill.
And then we're sitting on our balcony.
Yeah, talking.
Having a nightcap. And that's when we hear voices.
Yeah.
Below us.
Ooh.
And you know what it is?
No.
It's the sound of the brothers.
Oh.
And they're talking about...
What?
how things aren't going as well as they seem.
Oh, no.
The money's not rolling in.
Oh, no.
They have all these overdue bills.
Like, exactly what we're going through, to be honest. Yeah.
And they say, if we don't pay by Christmas, which is in...
Famously, like...
A week.
A weekish, yeah. 7 days.
7 days. Around Rufus's due date. Yeah. We're going to have to sell to the... to the parking lot company.
Oh, no. Paved paradise and put up a parking lot?
Yeah, yeah.
You and I say that, and then we both are like, shh, and we get down, and they're like, did you hear that? And they're like, no, I
didn't. And then as we're down being quiet, the giraffe leans over with its giant tongue and is like...
licking your ear.
Tickling my ear, yeah. And I'm like desperately not... trying to not make a sound. And that, I mean, we're getting... The animals bring comic relief, really.
Yeah, thank God.
And so we're like, oh my God. And so then finally they're like, all right, let's go feed the rhino.
Yeah.
And so they go off, and then I turn to you and I say, I don't know if it's the wine or the Quaaludes talking, but
yeah,
we should try to save this fucking place.
We have to. Yeah, I go, you say, we got to save this fucking place. And I'm like, you're right. I mean, we also have to save our own. But I go, I'm not going to get in the weeds because I feel really inspired here. We're just going to do it. So I say, what if we come up with an idea and you and I smile at each other and then we go, hey, boys, come on up. And they're like, oh, my God, did you hear that? And I'm like, God, I don't know why I couldn't wait till the morning. But
I'm like, yeah, why did you?
Sorry. Then they're like, okay, we're coming up. So they come up and they're like, wow, you really made yourself at home just because all of our stuff is everywhere. And there's alcohol and stuff out. And they're like, oh, that was.
And we have a Christmas tree up.
Yeah. We're like, if we're going to be here around Christmas, we do have presents for each other. Sorry, I didn't know you guys then. So we don't have presents for you. They're like, it's fine. What's the idea? And I go, okay. So I say, Steve and I went to high school together. And we did. That was backstory I forgot to even say up top.
Completely
because it was,
forgot.
It's just who we are at this point. You know what I mean?
I was blackout most of those days.
Yeah, we were rebels in high school. So, and I say, we used to host a talent show every year back where we're from. And like, we were really good. And like, what if we had an animal talent show? Because like, people love animals. This is already like a performance kind of like animal place. So what if we do an animal talent show and everybody with a live auction at the end? And we'll try to raise, $1 million, something like that.
Or we say like the exact amount that they
need.
And they're like, did you hear us talking?
And we're like.
And we sit back and I light a joint in the chair.
You.
And I say, so what do you think?
Yeah.
You ready to make these monkeys dance?
Yeah. And William is like, yeah, I am. And there's like a tension. And I'm like, whoa. Okay.
And great. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And he's like, what? And then I'm like, okay, so tomorrow, why don't we start figuring
out? Let's do auditions.
We'll do auditions with like, you know, you have all those vets. So like one of them has to kind of pick an animal and train them to do something interesting or exciting for the talent show. And then I have a mother who is really big in PR. I don't want to drop a name, but she's really big in PR.
Samantha Jones.
It's Samantha Jones. So she changed her name. She got married again. But she's going to get everybody here. So don't worry about that. Which some people would say that is the number one worry. So there is no worry. I say we're also going to live stream it so rich people can watch at home.
And rich people love nothing more than a giraffe doing. What do we think the giraffe can do besides lick my ear?
Lick your ear? I was thinking it'd be funny. What if the giraffe did a limbo?
That's funny.
That's funny, right?
Like, do you guys have a big stick?
Yeah. And they're like, we could cut a tree. And we say, perfect.
Perfect. Whack down a tree.
Down a tree, and we'll pull it with a rope. We'll have a pulley system. It'll be so funny. We'll train the giraffes to dip. I think it'll be the cutest little thing. The baby giraffe will win, and that's everybody wants that.
And they're like, well, this is a sanctuary.
Oh.
And so a lot of these animals,
yeah,
actually do have talents because we save them from
great.
The circus.
Oh my God, perfect.
And we're like, is it gonna give them PTSD to make them do stuff again? And they're like, no, they'll do it for food.
great, we'll feed them.
And we're like, great, that's on you. And so then it's the next day.
Yeah.
And we're having the auditions.
Yeah.
And it's a montage.
You and I have really, like, we're hungover or something. We are in nasty moods.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm really, you know, I'm like, I don't get flamingos. Sorry, but I don't get flamingos. Like, I'm anti-flamingo.
What, are we standing on one fucking leg?
Yeah, like, get a life. Oh, you can sleep on one leg. A back and sleep upside down. So that's cooler. And it's embarrassing. And I honestly think you guys need to, like, just change. Just
next.
Next. Flamingos next. We're just not into it.
And then
know?
We get a zebra who's doing, like, dressage, like a horse. Like, oh, wow. You know how they dance?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're impressed.
Very cute.
But then we hear a crack of thunder and it starts raining. And the horse was spray painted.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, honestly, work. Well,
work.
If
we'll
you can repaint
sure
it like that.
Yeah.
And then we have
Monkey
that comes out and makes us martinis.
Okay. I love that. And they're strong, which is nice.
Yeah, delicious.
Heavy pour.
And then we get in a better mood.
Yeah, we feel better. We're happy.
Because we're drunk.
Yeah.
And then we get a, what other things do we have?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have...
a snake that paints.
Incredible. We have a sheep that...
It's really beautiful, too.
It really does sing.
This sheep has one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard.
Literally. It's stunning. There's a...
And we do have to, I mean, the auditions take a long time.
Yeah, they really
because you
do
can't have a sheep and a tiger on stage at the same
no,
time.
No, and you have to just, like, you have to be respectful. There's a lot of downtime in between. You and I are still drinking. The monkey's been working overtime.
And the monkey was actually the monkey from Friends.
Yeah, and so you and I are smashed.
And he's older.
He's a little older, but still good.
And drinking as well. He pretty much becomes a fixture in the movie. And he's with us most of the time.
And then we see Robin and William, and they're both on stage, and we're trash. And I'm like, bend over. And they're like, okay, wait, sorry. How are the auditions?
And I'm like, you want to do a trick? Sit on my face. And then we give the monkey $1 to throw our drinks on them.
Yeah. And the monkey does it because the monkey's really well trained and just like a nice monkey. And they're like, have you been drunk all day? And we're like, have you been drunk all day?
And they're like, no, we've been working.
Oh, good. Us too. Some of your animals are great and some of them not so great. I would say, you know, just something to think about. And they're like, well, we have the animals here to protect them and to love them. It doesn't matter if they have a talent. I go, oh, yeah, sorry. I forgot.
I'm like, well, it does today.
Yeah, it does today. So I don't want them to have, you know, bad
self-esteem
or anything. So just don't tell them the results. I was going to give them scorecards, but let's not do that. And they're like, animals can't read. And I'm like, they can feel.
And I'm like, you know, I'm going to be honest. It does seem like this idea isn't going to work.
What?
And maybe this is the alcohol talking, but I got an idea when that giraffe came in here.
Yeah, what did it
And just put its head through the ceiling. Do you remember years ago that giraffe that was pregnant named April at, I think, the San Diego Zoo?
Yeah, I think
so. And they had a live stream where you could watch...
The pregnancy?
The giraffe and...
Yeah.
People would tune in, and then April was like a month overdue, so people would be like, when is she gonna have the baby?
Yeah.
And then she had the baby, and people were like, April had the baby.
Yeah. It was a media frenzy. Yeah. Huh.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we have a pregnant dog upstairs.
And like, puppies are adorable.
And puppies are fucking adorable. And then they're like, we also have a pregnant hippo. And we're like, you have a pregnant hippo?
Incredible.
And they're like, yeah, I mean, we have a team of...
Of course.
And vets. I'm like, yeah, we don't give a fuck about the vet part now. We're in marketing minds.
We don't care about the team either, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck the dog. No one wants to watch 12 puppies be born. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I think it's gross.
But the hippo...
Hippos are fun.
Let's get a live stream in there and see how we can brand it.
I love that.
And they're like...
Okay. So the talent show was for nothing. And we're like, kind of.
Kind of.
It was nice to meet everybody and see everybody.
and see, you know, what you're working with. But ultimately, we're here to make you guys money, I guess. I mean, we actually don't know
maybe
why
we can
we're
do
here.
Both.
Yeah.
And see.
That's fun.
And because my fear is that the talent show, there's a lot of moving parts.
Sure, sure. And like, how long are people willing to wait while the bear and the sheep, you know, are switching places?
Yeah. We do have the lion, I think. Is it the tiger that killed the one that attacked Roy from Siegfried and
right.
Roy? We could do an interview.
An interview with him.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think that would be riveting.
And they're like, we just remembered you guys are wasted. And so, montage.
Yeah.
Montage of us hanging out with the boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Putting in the live feed.
Yes.
Them pulling me away from trying to ride the hippo.
Right.
You know, and then the thing is, Rufus goes into labor. But I'm busy putting in the live feed. So you and Robin go back to the apartment.
Okay.
And you deliver the puppies.
Cute.
And me and fucking Hottie McHotHot.
Yeah.
William.
Yeah.
We cut kind of from seeing the puppies being born and you guys like being cute. And then it cuts to me and William and we're like making out in the like mud of the, of the hippo exhibit. And it's on. And then you like open the computer to be like, I wonder how the live stream's going.
Oh, no.
They got the live stream up. And then it's that.
And I go, thank God we haven't announced it yet, because this would be a PR disaster.
And so then, you know, you get off the phone with your mom.
Yeah.
Samantha Jones.
Yeah.
And we've got tons of sponsors on the live feed.
So many sponsors. Who doesn't want to help an organization like this?
And then.
Right.
And then we go to bed. Well, the thing is, we have romantic dinners first.
Oh, that's really nice.
Separate romantic
dinners.
Candlelit
dinners.
And you're like, and then they're like, well, now that the puppies are born.
Yeah. You guys have to leave?
And we're like, oh.
Oh,
I kind of forgot we had lives.
I did too, as well as like, we wouldn't want to leave before the hippo.
Birth,
because that's my mom is helping and, you know, we're sort of running that and it would be irresponsible for us to leave. But you can tell we don't want to go.
We don't want to go.
No, we feel at home.
And the thing is, they're like, well, that's good. We don't want you to go.
Yeah, which is sweet. We weren't fishing for it, but we were seeing it.
And so then we montage. We're like dating. We look, the hippo's not being born.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people are, we're watching the numbers go up too.
Up, tick, tick, tick.
And things are going great with the relationships as well.
Yeah, thriving.
And then that's when Robin and William come in and they're pissed.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They're pissed.
Wait.
And we go, what?
What's wrong? Yeah.
And they're like, people are saying that someone has been sneaking in and giving the hippo hormones to not induce labor, to extend the gestation period. And we both at the same time are like, say a really scientific answer that's verbatim from the dictionary. And we're like, it's actually okay for a hippo to go blah, blah. And they're like, we knew it was you guys. We looked at the thing. And they're like, why would you do that? And we were like, we didn't want to leave. And it doesn't hurt the hippo. It just makes a healthier hippo baby. And they're like,
and the vets are like, you guys don't know about hippos. And
I'm like, on Google.
On Google it said. And they're like, I didn't know you were medically putting anything in the hippo. And we're like, that guy's
mean. Well,
because
you would have been mad.
Yeah. We're like, the hippo guy vet is,
I think he's homophobic.
Yeah, I really do. There's like sort of a negative energy, no offense. And, you know, we're looking at our,
like,
our guys, like little puppies, like, the hippo is going to be fine. It's just, well, what if the hippo came, you know, before you guys said you wanted to picnic on, I just thought, and we're scrambling.
Yeah, we're scrambling.
It's not looking good.
And we're like, never mind.
Yeah,
and then we go back and we're, you know, heads hanging.
Yeah.
And that's when we're in our room and I go, ugh. And there's a bell that goes off and we will watch the live stream surrounded by puppies.
Yeah.
And the hippo's born. And I'm like, I guess we'll get our suitcases.
Guess we'll go. I go, did you chew on one of my shoes?
Yeah. I was fucked up. And
yeah.
And we're like,
that.
So we like get our suitcases.
Oh my God. We have to say goodbye to every puppy, which we've named.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they're all named
by Neiman, by Marcus, by Macy's,
by Bloomy, by Dale,
by ex,
by Victoria,
by JCPenney,
by Secret,
and
by Kohl's.
By Kohl's. It's sad, you know? It's really sad.
It's really, really fucking sad. By Meemaw.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And so then we're going to the train station.
Sad.
We get out of the car, the train station, and that's when we see two men, and they're on horses, but the horses are painted like zebras.
Cute.
And they're dancing. And we're like, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
And they're like, well,
it's Robin and William.
We were thinking about it, and Meemaw wants to keep all 13 puppies.
Wow.
And so, you know, we're going to need probably another vet on staff. And the hippo's grown pretty attached to whoever's been giving her the shots. And
we both go, me. And then we're like, oh, no, you are like, also. And
she needs shots for
post-pregnancy.
And so if we need someone that can administer them as slyly as you guys did.
Aww.
And we look at each other.
Yeah.
And we look at them. And then both horses simultaneously, there's a sound. There's a car backfires. And the horses simultaneously buck a little bit and kick us both in the head.
Oh, my God.
And we black out. And we fall to the ground. And then it goes black, you know? And then,
oh my gosh,
when our eyes open,
yeah, we come to.
We come to, and it's been a year.
No,
but it's just, it's, we weren't got down for a year.
But the audience was.
The audience was. Yeah,
I love that.
Maybe the zebra horse bucks the camera.
I like that better.
And it breaks the lens.
Smart. Very fourth wall.
And then it's like
it. Someone
fixing a lens. And it's been a year.
Okay, obsessed with that. What a transition. No one's ever done that.
No. Genius.
I love it.
I'm so good.
Yeah. A year later, what could be different?
And then we hear Robin say, you know, I was thinking we should get a webcam like we did for Hippie. And that's when you're like, I don't want to be watched 24/7. And you turn around and you're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Good for me.
And I'm riding the hippo.
Oh, wow.
I'm the first man to ever do it. Like, I'm at one with the hippo.
That's so great.
And William is like, I would really love it if my soon-to-be husband didn't die by hippo attack.
And they are the number one most dangerous animal.
Normally. And then Meemaw opens the door and 13 full-grown golden retrievers come barreling out of the house.
Oh, my God. So cute. We're like, hi, Neiman. Hi, Marcus.
Yeah. And that's how it ends.
Yeah. And it's called
Love is Wild.
Oh, my God. That is so good. That is so good. I really was captivated the whole time.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I really had quite the zoo picture in my brain.
I did, too. I really saw us on the balcony.
You know what's interesting? I wish that we could see each other's into each other's minds.
That would be so interesting to see if we see the same
thing. What does the balcony look like in your mind?
Okay, to me, we were on like maybe the second or third floor because the giraffe had to be able to, right? And it was like, I guess a dark railing. We had chairs out there. It was a cute little apartment. And we were in like a forest, kind of like there were just trees around us, but also open.
And also like kind of like a Six Flags, you know, like the little cities in Six Flags.
Yes.
That was like kind of the vibe.
I love that. Yeah, definitely the vibe. And then did you see when we were doing the animal auditions, like they were on a stage?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. We do.
On like a handmade wooden
stage.
We
had like a little table and everything.
Like they have it like fairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were sitting at a table with folding chairs.
I love that.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really wonderful. I hope it was that vivid for you guys too.
I love that.
I love that. Let us know what you saw.
Okay. Guys, listen.
Ugh.
We love you.
So much.
And just some reminders.
Right.
The Patreon So it'll be 10 new episodes for August.
It's going to be fire in August. Get your ass run over there.
One of those episodes will maybe have details.
Yeah, it'll be tea at least.
About what's going on personally.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's all the housekeeping. So
we love you.
We love you. And so, until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.